Is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the Sunday sermon of slaughter is officially on. If I do nothing else during the week, you guys will get HMT on Sunday. Now, let's go ahead and get into this article that was published on the 24th of October. St. Paul man, 65, sentenced to nearly 11 years in prison for beating his wife to death. After beating to death his wife of nearly 50 years, Arvid Harry Johnson wrote a note on a paper towel that read, quote unquote, I didn't mean to hurt my wife. I love my wife. He also drew the shape of a heart on the note, which police found in the couple's St. Paul home. On Monday, before being sentenced to nearly 11 years in prison for the January 2nd deletion, Johnson repeated those words in court, saying, quote unquote, I love her and I miss her. He also added, quote unquote, I don't know what happened. Please forgive me. Johnson, 65, pleaded guilty in August to second degree unintentional termination in the deletion of Linda Johnson, 66, in exchange for the plea. Ramsey County prosecutors agreed to seek no more than 150 months in prison. No. Ramsey County District Judge Adam Yang on Monday denied a request from Johnson's public defender for either a dispositional or downward departure from state sentencing guidelines and gave Johnson 130 months in prison. Quote unquote, you have an anger issue, Yang told Johnson, who wept at times during the hearing, and it was not addressed. And of course, don't be surprised if the family produces paperwork, quote unquote, to throw him under the bus. St. Paul officers were called to the home in the 1400 block of North Dale Street around 3:30 a.m. on January 23rd, after Johnson's daughter reported that he had confessed to terminating his wife. Officers arrived to find him seated at the kitchen table smoking a cigarette. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Linda Johnson was found deceased in a bedroom. She had trauma to her face and head and was wrapped in a comforter. A small wooden bat with blood on it was found in the bedroom. In an interview with investigators, Johnson said he was his wife's caregiver and quote unquote added, it's never good enough, according to the complaint. I'm going to give you a little inside information when it comes to elderly care that I got from the meat sack. He admitted to beating her and hitting her with the bat the previous night following an argument. Quote unquote, something went off, Johnson told police. I slammed her. I just couldn't stop. He told police he tried to unalive himself but he couldn't go through with it. The judge had Johnson give credit for 275 days he's already served in custody. Well, well, well. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. 10, method of execution, the bashing bat. Another 10, psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 5, because even when he told his daughter what happened, there didn't seem to be an emotional outburst. And for the brutality factor, you know I'm going with a 10 on this one. So Arvid the Annihilator gets a score of 35. Now, let me circle back to the part of him being her primary caregiver and something that the meat sack said about her working in elderly care. A lot of elderly people are not as nice as you would be led to believe. They are not. Now, there was a particular woman that the meat sack was caring for that eventually, through her own entitlement and the fact that she constantly argued and, you know, treated the meat sack like shit, one day the meat sack actually came back home from a long shift and was like, honestly, I hope that bitch dies. Yeah, as a caregiver, you will eventually come to that point, especially if the person that you're caring for is argumentative, is entitled, and constantly demeaning you. So, with that, I can give the guy a little bit of empathy for his plight, especially him being a male caregiver. Oh, you know, no one is going to actually give a rat's ass about him. And if you look in the comment section is always golden. Oh, he should have did this. He should have did that. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the NPCs, the knuckle draggers, you know, the normies and conformies on their moral high ground, get the absolute fuck out of here. But all in all, a lot of caregivers at a certain point decide to start harboring resentment and all-out hatred for the person that they're caring for. It is what it is. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women, even elderly women, one day the power will go out. You're already done with feminism, but still believing in that mentality that you can still demean people and treat people like crap just because you're still a woman will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, there are more and more caregivers who honestly secretly wish for you to go ahead and kick the bucket. Once again, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.